Morning, everybody. How we doing? Good. Getting ready for Chicago. Just in some of the things we talked about, even the preseason, anytime you play one of Lovey's teams, he's led the NFL in turnovers in terms of being able to create turnovers since he's been there, and 30% of their points have come off of turnovers. You know that they work on it consistently because you see it, whether it's the defenders who are sacking the quarterback, their awareness of the football, the guys down the field making the tackle, their ability to not only identify the football but get it out. And it's been something consistent since he's been there, and it's helped them. I mean, the amount of points produced off those has won a lot of games for them. I think defensively, even though this is a different scheme than what we faced last week, they create some challenges in terms of the pressures that they use, like we saw last week. And there's some variation in what they do and who comes. So we're going to have to do a good job identifying those things, being able to pick it up, and then executing the pattern on the back end or even the running game, some of the movements. Some of it could be purely off pressure. Some of it could just be part of the overall scheme. But there's quite a bit of movement that you have to adjust to as an offensive line. Defensively, I really liked Matt Forte coming out. Thought he did a lot of good things in college, and that translated into pro football with the production that he had last year, especially out of the backfield, leading all backs in receptions. And I think he's got the ability to really dig it out and get inside. But he's also shown the ability to, when that's clogged up, get to an edge and create some big plays. I know his average isn't what it was, but still hit the 61-yarder, and he's got the ability to do that at any point. Gets the bulk of their carries with Cutler. Faced him several times in Denver, and he, like a lot of the guys we've faced thus far, can create plays. So he's got the natural arm strength. He's got great confidence. He'll put the ball into tight spots, but he also can extend plays with his feet, whether it's sliding up in the pocket, moving out of the pocket. He'll scramble some. Had a touchdown scramble, but it's his ability to get the ball in some tight spots, I think, is impressive. And also his ability to extend plays, like we've seen, is something that we need to adjust to and do a better job with than we have been doing. And I think their skill position guys, you know, Hester, really impressive in the return game, but he's developing more and more as a receiver. And the nice thing they can do with him is he can get vertical, so he creates those problems. They can run him on the reverses, the Wildcats, he creates those problems. And then he can take a slant, break a couple tackles, and just like if he had in punt return, you know, he's in the secondary, he can make something happen. I think that Johnny Knox done a nice job with the way that they've used him vertically. He's created a lot of pressure there. Earl Bennett made some impressive acrobatic catches over the course of the season. It was one on, I think it was 3rd and 25 against Atlanta that went up and got. He had a couple that game that just similar to what you saw from him coming out of college. And then you got Greg Olsen, Desmond Clark, two tight ends that are bigger guys, really good hands, with Greg having above average vertical speed for a tight end. On their teams, put whoever you want back there, okay, whether it's Knox, Hester, Manning, they can all score, okay? Whether it's punt return, kick return, they can all score, and they have, and they all get some opportunities. And Bennett's been back there a little bit too, but that's going to be probably our biggest challenge to date from a special teams perspective, coverage unit perspective, with the way that these guys can not only hit the return, but then also change field and make something happen that's not necessarily the way it's drawn up. So with that, open up for questions.
Green Bay kicked two kickoffs out of bounds, obviously out of respect to Cribs. you have a concern that teams will do that more and not respect your offense, that they feel giving you the ball at the 40 is a better shot than giving it in his hands?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I don't think they were trying to kick it out of bounds with those. I think they were trying to pin it in the corner of the end zone and then just based on the way that they covered, overload the coverage. So to get six guys on that side anticipating a sideline return because it was so tight to the sideline, I don't think that the goal there was to kick it out of bounds, but to start on the 40, that's a pretty good situation as well.
Thrown 10 interceptions. What's the pattern there? Is he throwing them just taking chances or what?
Well, he's like Brett has supreme confidence. Brett will throw the ball into tight spots. Jay's like that too. He'll throw the ball into some tight spots because he's got great arm strength. He's got excellent accuracy, and he usually gets those in. He can thread the needle every now and then. When you do have multiple bodies around, you're going to get some that go the other way. So there's great upside, and there's some downside there as well. But he's made a lot of plays doing what he does, and you'd understand that there's some risks there. And more often than not, he hits on the plus side.
It's a dangerous way to get them. They've lost two in a row, and it wasn't pretty last week against the Bengals.
Well, they play well at home. I think that anytime you're coming off a loss or a tough loss, we all have the same approach. Want to get it corrected. Want to get the things fixed that we need to fix. Want to create and be consistent with the style of play. I'm sure they weren't happy with the result last week, like we weren't happy with the result last week. And it's a tough environment to play in.
Rex had not getting more reps. I know he played in the game last week.
Yeah, we've been trying to increase that each week to get him to a place where he can handle more and more reps, and didn't want to create a situation where it was too much right off the bat, and have had a plan for that and moving forward with the plan. But he gets a little bit better each week. I thought he played better this game than he had his first opportunity. So we'll keep moving with that, Tony.
Somebody that might be a candidate for injured reserve, is it getting to the point where...
No, I think Mary Kay, that he's actually making some progress here, so got a real good shot to see him here today practicing.
My question on Hadnot, Fraley seems to have been, I mean, you've used them at guard, used them at tight end when your tight ends went down. Can you just talk about, I mean, he's been kind of like an insurance policy that you might not have expected in training camp.
Yeah, Hank is. I really like Hank for a lot of reasons. I like the way that he approaches everything. He's got great professionalism. He's willing to play whatever role he can play. He's helped Alex throughout this process. He's an excellent communicator. And last week we were in a really unique situation to go into the game without Steve or Robert. And really working with Michael, who was new this week, and Greg, who's been here but hasn't had any kind of extensive role. And those were our two tight ends for the game. And Hank had been playing some in those packages. We had to use him a bit more, but he's happy to do it. And he does it well, and he approaches the same way he approaches his offensive line play.
I know at the time Hadnot went down, we on the outside kind of thought that really saved Fraley's roster spot. Was how in danger was it looking, I mean, of him not making this team?
You know, Rex went down fairly early in the process. I don't think I was looking at it that way, Tony, at all. I think that getting to know those guys through the course of training camp, and as you get to know Hank more, you really respect his versatility. He's an offensive lineman that can play three interior positions has a lot of value.
When you're talking about the pressure from the Bears, are you you're the protection for Derek? How do you assess the way that's been going?
Well, I think, Jeff, there's been some packages that we've done a really good job with. And I think one of the important things, too, is our ability to get in and out of the huddle, assess what's happening, get it communicated, make sure everybody's sees it the same way. And when we've done that, we've been in good shape. And when we haven't, that's where you get hit with something that could have been communicated out more effectively. So that's something that we have to do better, is give ourselves some more time to assess what's happening. I think there's been some individual cases where we haven't held up as well, whether it be against a game or the back against the blitzing linebacker. Those things are technique errors that can improve. Hand placement, leverage, where you have a hat for a hat, but your hat doesn't hold up against their hat. And that oftentimes just comes down to technique, which is something we'll focus on too.
Furry play in nickel Sunday?
I thought he played pretty well. It's a lot of people have been beaten by Donald Driver in the slot. It's tough duty. I thought on that play he could have played a little bit more in the trail position, something that we talked about. And there's somewhat of a learning curve there, but overall, I thought he did pretty well.
Is it any indictment on the secondary that you have to, that you feel more comfortable using a receiver / DB in the nickel?
Well, with Mike, it's a little unique because he has started and played a lot of games on defense. It's not like he is, it's not where we were with Troy Brown, where the guy had never played defense. He played defense, he played pretty well on defense, and being able to use that to help us, I think, is a good thing. And he's a smart guy, so he can get the things that he needs to do offensively as well as defensively without it being an overload situation.
Luca did, and will you look at some other options there, or pretty?
I think there are times he did really well. I think that personal foul penalty is something that I wasn't real fired up about, and he he'd like to have that play back. But overall, for his first start and extended action, I thought there was some things to build on. And he'll get some more chances. I don't know if it'll be every package or a variation of packages. David Bowens played in there as well, where David went to Mike and Barton went to Will. So that's another option that we've worked with. I think Vicunes could get some opportunities. Just have to see how he does through the course of the week. So there are some different matches that we have there.
They're playing the second quarter near the goal line when it appeared that Harrison moved out to the right corner and Derek threw, and it looked like there were three guys in front of the intended receiver in the end zone. It appeared that he should have been able to see Harrison. Did you ask what he was looking at?
Yeah, what happened is when he initially went to the flat where Harrison was going to, that initial look, the corner was sitting there, and then the corner came off and squatted on Furry. And I think if we had held maybe a beat longer on the flat, when that corner came off on Furry, you could have had a chance. But the way that play is designed is you try to go to the flat right now based on whether or not he's open or not open, and it goes from the flat to the inside player in the progression. So Derek went to the flat, looked there initially, had the squat corner, probably could have stayed a beat longer with it, but then went to his second read, and that's when the corner fell off on Furry.
Is he able to see the field on the run like that, or is that a problem for him?
No, you are able to see the field. It's just with bunch patterns, with patterns where you have multiple receivers tight, things as they distribute could take a little bit, I'm not talking about a significant amount of time, but a little bit longer to clean up because they've got different combination coverages based on you being bunched up. So it's not as quick of a read as, say, you might get if they were extended. But it's really effective against a lot of man-to-man coverages because they have to deal with leverage and things like that.
Another play, one that wound up being a Cribs fumble early in that route. He was all by himself by about 10 yards, and if Anderson could have gotten the ball. He had lots of room to operate. If you remember that sequence, why didn't he see Cribbs? And
well, on that particular play, he came back to Cribbs later. Could he have come earlier? Yeah, you could have, but each route has a progression. So I think he stayed on the first progression and was looking for that. Thought he had a chance there for a bigger play down the field, and then came back to Cribbs. We got the first down, so we ended up losing the ball on the fumble. So,
Coach, we're doing a story on fourth downs. There's a coach in Arkansas who never punts ever, never kicks field goals ever. His statistical data shows that it's not worth doing it. Have you found a trend in the NFL of coaches going for it more on fourth down?
Yeah, I think it's I don't know what the numbers are. I'd say it's a little different based on who you're playing against and how confident they feel with what they have there. I'm not sure what the numbers are. And there's definitely something to be said numerically or statistically for going for it on fourth down, but there's also the risk-reward factor. You go for it on your 30, that's a scoring play. I mean, it's essentially at that point, if you don't get it, odds are they're going to score. So where statistically the percentage is high, statistically the percentage of them scoring if they stop you is also high. So you have to look at those two things when you're evaluating it.
Has your approach changed towards fourth down in your time?
No, I've gone for it on fourth down a lot of different times. Sometimes worked out really well. Sometimes it worked out really poorly. And those decisions that if it works, I mean, you look really good. If it doesn't, you talk about it the whole next week.
The catch by Michael Gaines was probably the best thing we've seen by a tight end since Winslow. I'm wondering, does that catch just open the eyes, or do you feel it was just came out of the blue, or what? Could one play get a guy more time?
Well, in getting Mike is the guy that caught the touchdown pass against us in the preseason game. So that you remember that as well, and he's got good hands. We're getting to know him, you know. Here, he made some nice catches during the course of the week. And really, Greg, since he's been here, has made some nice catches as well. I thought he made a couple. They weren't necessarily big gains, but I thought they were well caught in contested areas. So that was positive as well. So we'll see where both those guys are. You know, and also have to see where we are with Steve and Robert.
Is Phil going to try to practice? Phil Dawson, will he try to go do something?
Yeah, I he'll work through the week and I'd like to think we have a good shot at that, but I'd like to.
Do you think there's a need to maybe maximize what Jerome Harrison might be able to bring to this offense, seeing that, you know, his speed and his ability to maybe break loose on occasion?
Jerome's gotten a significant number of carries this season, and especially compared to the previous years. And his role is always going to be defined by the game plan and the things that he can do in the game plan. And I think he's made some nice plays. I think there's some plays that he can improve on, and he knows that. I think he needs to continue to work on his pass protection, and he's been doing that as well. So there's been some good opportunities for him, and there'll be some other good opportunities for him as we go. And I'm not opposed to any breakdown of carries in any game.
What's the reason that Abe didn't play in a lot of the nickel situations? And is it disappointing that he wasn't out there in some passing downs?
No, we'll keep working different people in different spots to see what the best spots are, and some things. You know, we felt that we could do a little bit better with somebody else, and it's not a knock on Abe, and it's never a knock on somebody when you transition them in. It's just you feel like the matchup is better, or the things that you're doing in that scheme, it works out better for that person. And
it's co- McCoy close to getting on the field defensively, and what have you seen from him in practice?
Yeah, well, we've got, I talked to Coy quite a bit, and we've got a lot of rookies that are playing or contributing, and he needs to find a way to do the same thing. And just like when we were talking about with Brian, he has to win on special teams first, and he's got to show us that he's better than the guys that are in his spot right now. And then defensively, he's got to keep trying to make a case for himself. And it's you're looking for continued progress from that spot. And talk to him about how important that is. I played with a lot of rookie defensive backs in the past, and I don't think that he's any different than those guys. He just needs to make his strong case to do that.
Again, no Michael Gaines better. Chancey Stuckey, where is his development? Where is that now with you guys?
Well, he's been playing in a role, and he'll continue to play in a role. And I think each week took a little bit of a step back. Last week, he was part of that group that was missed 2 days of practice. So you really want to, ideally, this week will be a normal NFL week of practice, and I look forward to him keep carving out spots. And he works, whether it's him or Mike or Brian, we get some different packages. Cribs has different packages, and you're always trying to use their strengths.
Did the week off cost Cameron Wembley some momentum as to the way he had been playing? Was he a little bit rusty and off a beat coming back?
Each guy, I'm sure, responded differently to not being here. And practice is important. You want everybody there. There's nothing we could do about it, and it wasn't a situation where you wanted to go out with coming off an illness and rep a lot of stuff. So I think that would have been counterproductive. But you want to be able to get all the reps that you can get during the course of the week, and it helps. I mean, it helps a lot.
Any new cases of the flu since your wave last week?
No.